recess into regular session for public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for our zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on the application. The County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the P&Z Commission's recommendations to the County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the P&Z Commission's issuance of its recommendation. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is change of zone filed on behalf of Maston Realty. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3 acres more or less, lying on the east side of South Rehoboth Boulevard, approximately 0.51 miles south of Southeast 2nd Street. The tax parcel is District 330, Map 11, Parcel 46.01. The 911 address is 6103 South Rehoboth Boulevard, Milford. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on February 14th. At that time, there were a number of items submitted into the record, and there was testimony given for the application. At the end of that meeting, they did recommend approval for the change of zone from AR1 to B2 for their reasons 1 through 7. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Maston.
Good afternoon, Jamie Maston, Maston Realty LLC. So
I'm the applicant here. So currently, my office is in Milford, 715 South DuPont Highway, across from Redner's. I started there in 2004 or so. I got in real estate business in 97. But I've been looking around for a new building for a few years and unable to find anything. And so I kind of turned to this repurpose, this rezone. So when I got the idea, this property is actually right in my front yard. I have the horse farm right behind it. So when I got the idea, my first stop was although I owned the north of it, the west of it, most of the east side of it, my first stop was to my neighbor a couple hundred feet to the north, make sure they didn't have a problem with it. When they didn't seem to have a problem, I went to the property owner, made an offer to purchase it contingent upon the rezone, and so that's where we are today. So started the process through. I went to Plus. They generally supported it, as much as they can. They said it's in a level one spending area. DelDOT didn't have a problem with the road, with the existing road infrastructure, or the or allowing the entrances to remain the way they are. I think what's happened is this area has, kind of transitioned. Was at one point this was, a really nice, residential house, but it's been on the market for, several years and unable to sell. And part of that reason was probably price, but another part of it is, the road's gotten a lot busier, and it's got, the liquor store next door, which, hurts the residential value, but commercially, especially for an office use, it makes sense. So at Plus, they did ask me to go to the city and talk to them about annexation. So I did that. They were under the impression that the property was surrounded by city limits, but it's actually not. The only city limits is across the street, the country club. Everything else on the east side of the road is the county. I'm in the county, so I tend to want to stay in the county. But when I did reach out to the city, they had an annexation fee of $4,000. And so while I don't mind paying $1,500 a year in property taxes to support the city, I don't like paying $4,000 for the right to pay taxes. Second, the other issue that I have with the city is they require a 6-foot tall planted tree buffer around the whole property. Part of the reason that I like this property was because it's in my front yard, and I, don't want the green buffer. I want the open space. So I had to just kind of keep it the way that it is. I received the planning director's letter. Felt that as you probably have seen it, the rezone is generally supported by the comp plan. But one thing I do want to point out is if you look at the letter stated, that there's not many surrounding commercial uses, and that which is true if you look at the a zoning layer, there's no color on the map, but if you look at the property, to the south is that liquor store. It's $1 million liquor store. It's got a big neon sign there that flashes 24 hours a day. South of that is a gas station, an old gas station that's been there since the 60s or 70s. Obviously further south is the new hospital, but right across the street is the country club. It's got a full commercial kitchen, full bar, parking lot for 100 cars. On the back side, you kind of can't see in this picture, but there's the Moose Lodge, same thing, parking for 100 cars, full commercial kitchen, full bar. And then, 4 or 5 doors to the north, which you can kind of see as the light gray area there at the top of the map, is in the city limits, and the Lingo Group just broke ground on 30,000 square feet of retail and commercial up there, and 280 apartments, I believe. So if you look at the general area, from a zoning map, it doesn't have a lot of commercial around it, but if you're riding on the street, you can see that there is a lot of commercial around, and the area is really transitioning. Lastly, just we had the Planning Commission a month ago. It was supported unanimously. No real questions there. So that's all I have. If you have any questions for me.
Okay.
Question to council.
If not, did you have anything else, Mr. Mastin?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition?
Just a question.
Can you come forward, please?
Let's try to come.
zone for commercial what?
Hi, Ms. Cornwell.
Hi.
If you give us your name and address, please.
Sure. My name is Dr. Robert Resigno. I'm 6067 South Rehoboth Boulevard, just north of the property. I'm Mr. Masson's neighbor. And the one question we had that we think we have an answer to, because he and I spoke a couple days before the zoning and zoning and planning, was the concern about parking. In that Mr. Masson advised me that due to the square footage, there needed to be a certain number of parking spaces. And he spoke to me, and basically he said that he didn't need that many, but he was doing it because of the ordinance, and wanted to know whether there was any opportunity. He had said that he would file, and I believe him certainly, that he would try to limit the number of parking spaces, because that would abut basically onto our property. And we love where we live, and so does he. And so we're just hoping that those parking spaces, when the site plan is done, could be limited.
That is something the Planning and Zoning Commission can consider if the change of zone is successful, because a site plan would need to become before the Planning and Zoning Commission.
That is our number one concern. We know that he's going to do a good job. He lives right there. And we've talked already, both he and I, prior to the zoning and planning. I just wanted to be sure that was part of the record and part of the discourse. And that's pretty much the only question or comment I have.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is there any?
Sure, you'll make that gets passed forward to planning and zoning.
Yes, and we have his letter, and that was submitted part of the record.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Morbid a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 3.0 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Wilson, it's your district, sir. You vote first.
I vote to accept it.
For the reasons of planning and zoning stated?
Planning and zoning.
Okay.
P&Z.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes, based on the reasons and stipulations placed by planning and zoning.
Mr. Rock?
I vote yes for the same reasons.
Mr. Bird?
I'm in favor of the application for the reasons stated by planning and zoning.
I also agree with the reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Yes, the next item, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1873 on behalf of Captain's Way Development, LLC. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community to allow for amendments to conditions of approval for CZ 1721 Ordinance Number 2295 for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.72 acres, more or less, lying on the northeast side of Milton-Ellendale Highway Route 16, approximately 0.34 mile east of Holly Tree Road. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 13, Parcels 2.06, 2.07, 2.08, and Parcels 235, Map 13, Parcels 32 through 332. The 911 address is not available. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on February 14th. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record. At the end of their meeting, they did recommend approval for the requested changes to the conditions of approval. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Dyer.
Thank you. Mr. President, members of council, my name is Pret Dyer. I am a member of Captain's Way Development. With me today is Mark Davidson of Pannoni. He's the engineer, engineering company for the project. The reason that we are before you was precipitated by a movement of the clubhouse from its former location Thank you. The former location, which was further away from the entrance, and we thought it was desirable to move it closer to the entrance for many reasons. There were conditions from the original approval that needed to be addressed specifically, and if I may submit this for the record, please.
Yes, thank you.
There was a condition, which I will read as you are receiving your handout, but condition F stated that there would be the availability of the amenities prior to construction of the second phase. And the problem with that, obviously, is this is a multi-phase project, and there are amenities in the kind of the tan colored area, beige, and in the black, in the back of the project that we won't even have roads accessible to that area. So what we have proposed is, we've actually increased some of the amenities, but condition F, which you have in front of you, we are seeking to have amended to the following. The amenities contained within phases 1, 2, and 3 shall be open and available for use by residents prior to the construction of the second phase of construction. So as you can see, the project is actually divided by a creek which runs perpendicular to Route 16, and the green, purple, and yellow are phases actually 3, 2, and 1, so the first phase being the yellow, purple being 2, and the green being phase 3. Condition P, we're seeking to be amended to, the area to be used as a school bus shelter with parking for 5 vehicles shall be set aside in the parking lot for the community center. Both the DART bus stop, which will be located on Route 16, and the school bus stop shall be constructed at the time the Del Duck entrance is also constructed. So originally, the school bus stop was out on 16, and Mr. Davidson has gone back to Cape Henlopen School District and has, I'll let him explain that, but they are in agreement and think it's a much safer movement and location for the school bus stop. As I said previously, the DART bus stop will be constructed out on 16 at the time we do the entrance. We also wanted to clarify that the amenities to be built in phases 1, 2, and 3 shall include the clubhouse with the parking lot, an outdoor pool, a tot lot, which will be to the right of the entrance. Yes, tot lot to the right, a dog park, and then over where the clubhouse is, at least one pickleball court and a natural surface walking path. We're going to have a walking path that will weave back and forth across the creek all the way up to the north side of the property and then back again. The difficulty that we have encountered with the location, we had to get the approval from Cape Henlopen School District, and Mr. Davidson can address that. That's all that I have for council, and I would like Mr. Davidson, if he may, clarify some of the engineering aspects. Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon. Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates. In the last exhibit handed out in the package today is an exhibit that we submitted to the Cape Henlopen School District, to their transportation manager, kind of showing them what, you know, how a school bus can physically maneuver within the site, within the entrance, off of Route 16 to be able to go up to the clubhouse, come into the parking lot, and the parking lot's been designed in such a way that the school bus can make the natural turn coming in, be able to park, and we have enough parking spaces, but we did highlight the number, the five parking spaces that was part of the original condition for the application. The school bus can stop, and then it will be able to pull out safely without being interrupted by any of the parents who are parked in the parking lot, leaving the parking lot. They can simply go out the other entrance of the parking area, and the school bus can then come back out to Route 16 and then exit the site. This subdivision is at the very end of the Cape and Lopin School District. Matter of fact, the subdivision, the back part of the subdivision was split with the Milford School District, and we were able to, we talked with both the Milford School District and the Cape and Lopin, and this entire subdivision will fall into the Cape and Lopin School District at this time. That way we don't have a confusion of two different school districts, two different sets of buses coming into the site and trying to pick up kids from the same neighborhood. So this is at the very end, so they will be able to come into our entrance, pick the children up from the clubhouse area, and then be able to head back east towards Milton, towards Route 1 to the schools within the Cape and Lopin School District. And as Mr. Dyer said, as part of the DelDOT, although it's not shown on this plan here, there is a DART bus stop, but that was DelDOT requirement to have a DART bus stop there. So that DART bus stop, the design of that, the pull-off for the bus, is within the entrance and this will still remain there. So that was the change to the that condition. That's all we have. So if you have any questions?
Any questions from anyone?
I got Mr. Burton question. So it's the amenity package will come in on the beginning of the when you go into phase two, when you go into the light purple.
Go back to that way. Okay.
So when you go in, when you begin purple, the clubhouse will begin construction?
Okay. Excuse me. Prior to any sales in phase two, which is the purple, we will have those amenities completed.
Okay, so you're going to work on phase one.
We are, yes.
And then when you go.
Right.
Okay. And then is there a pathway that connects the DART bus to the development?
Yes, there are sidewalks the sidewalks are on one side of the road with the entire development. And there is a sidewalk that does come down the boulevard here in the middle and will connect to the DART bus stop.
Is there a shelter or just a pullover?
It's a pullover and it has a bench.
But
there's no shelter.
That's off on them. You're just dedicating the land?
No, we're having to build it.
You have to build it?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
What question to council?
I have one question. Mr. Dyer, you just indicated that the amenities, the clubhouse and specifically the construction would commence prior to the any building permits being pulled in phase two.
That's correct.
Because I'm reading the condition,
uh-huh.
It states the amenities contained within phases 1, 2, and 3 shall be open and available for use by residents prior to construction of the second phase.
Right.
And that seems to read a little different than what you just stated.
Well, I think that again, we're anticipating with in the reality of there will be, and perhaps I should clarify that now, because there will be some stripping of roads in phase two, things that we have to do to get to the sewer. We have a private wastewater treatment, so there's going to be not bonded construction, but stripping to be able to get to that phase. So it perhaps would be better if we did make that prior to pulling any building permits on any houses, if now that you point that out.
Well, I was looking specifically to Mr. Burton's question about the
when it would be available.
About the clubhouse.
Yes.
And a literal reading would indicate that the clubhouse would be completed prior to any construction in phase two. So is, but that's inconsistent with what you said, so I want to make sure that, because what they're going, the council's going to be voting on is the proposed condition here.
Yeah, I think that what we, I think I'd left a word out there prior to house construction, so that's. Is it problematic to change that at this point?
Ms. Cornwell, I'm looking at the short title. How was the?
It was to amend conditions of approval.
Okay, it did not specifically state what they were.
It did not.
Well, again, the
request.
Go ahead.
The request that came in was what was requested. And if there's now a walking path, and I believe there's a second tot lot somewhere on the property that are in different phases, that it might be that the construction of the clubhouse, pool, first tot lot, dog park, and parking lot associated in the multimodal, the multi-use.
Walking path.
No, not that, the
pickleball.
The pickleball or multi-use courts would be constructed prior to the issuance of a permit in phase two, and all other amenities shall be constructed prior to the release, prior to the issuance of a permit in all the other phases? Because you've got a walking path that goes through multiple phases?
There is a walking path that goes through almost all the phases.
All the phases. Mm-hmm. And then there would be the second tot lot goes into
it. Second tot lot goes back.
In phase five or six,
that's
if
correct.
I'm not mistaken.
You're correct.
So it would have to be.
Prior to the, yes.
So I believe that's what you're trying to do?
That is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So in that case, it would appear to me that there would be need to be some kind of amendment to the condition separate from what has been proposed.
That went through the Planning and Zoning Commission.
And, of course, we do that routinely, amend maybe their conditions.
Who's going to write this up?
Yeah, that was.
I think you're absolutely correct. I think the word home was left out of that sentence.
So what you're looking for is all of the amenities shown in phase one shall be constructed and open prior to the issuance of a building permit for phase two, and all other amenities shall be constructed prior to the issuance of a permit in each of those phases?
Well, I don't know that I can have the, I think it would have to be the phase after. For example, whatever, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think it's 6 where the tot lot goes, right?
So you would put the tot lot in before beginning phase 7?
7.
Yes, before 7. So it wouldn't be before 6, but it would be before 7, correct.
Can you put that in the form of a motion or an amendment?
Or Ms. Cornwell can?
Yes.
So it would be all of the amenities shown in phase 1 shall be constructed and open to the public prior to the issuance of a building permit for phase 2, and all other amenities shall be constructed prior to the issuance of the next phase, except for phase 8, they have to be constructed at the same time as phase 7, because I think it's just a walking path.
Right. In order to get completion, correct.
And you realize you're going to have to say that again. If we read the short title, then there would be a motion to amend with what you just said, if the council desires to act today, and then if that amendment was approved, then there would have to be then a motion on the entire thing. Now, would that only amend F, or is that also P?
That is just F. P is regarding the location of the school bus stop.
So that would remain the same.
Right. And the third paragraph, which is what Mr. Burke just asked, the third paragraph describes F in terms of what it matches.
Yes.
But this F is equal to the presentation given
yes.
on the first.
That's correct.
Just Ms. Cornwell, a minute or two to write this down?
Yeah, that's, I'd like to do it that way.
Unless you want to work on condition P, or C?
No, there's no change in B.
All right.
Because we have to make the motion after we read the short title with the two conditions that are there.
So how many children do you estimate is going to be there?
I'm sorry?
How many children is going to be, you estimate going to be there?
I hope a lot. I hope the sales go very quickly. I'm sure the dog park will get used.
You're going to have a dog park there?
Yeah.
And don't be taking your dog up there walking it either.
You may do that. You may take the dog there.
Because you'll leave.
We'll give you a dog pass. We'll give you a pass.
I'll have to worry about my dog. He probably has to go before he got there.
Is it just a walking path in phase 8?
Correct.
No.
No.
I don't think
is there just
that.
Is there just
there's a tot lot in phase
there's
8.
A tot lot in phase 8.
Tot lots everywhere.
Where? Did the just why she's
the condition you have put one more
there.
Can you get them done by the time of phase 7? Or at 50% of phase 8?
What's that word say?
I would prefer that if that's all right.
At 50%?
Yeah.
Did it, just while she's doing that, did the school say anything about driving onto private property with a school bus? Did they give you any pushback on that?
It was discussed, and we worked it out. And again, with this being the very end of the Cape and Lopin School District, the buses would have to turn around anyways. And instead of trying to turn around in the entrance on Route 16, they felt that this was a much safer movement for their school bus driver.
Yeah. Plus the fact they're going to, Cape's going to give you the whole thing in one district. Instead.
That's correct, yes.
Two.
Yeah, that's right.
Just makes things a lot easier.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What I will do is read the short title as it was originally passed, and then there would be a motion to amend condition F.
More reach your title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community to allow for amendments to conditions of approval for change of zone 1721, ordinance number 2295, for a certain parcel of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.72 acres more or less, and it was for amendments of condition F and condition P.
Hey, hang on one sec. Did you ask if there's any public hearing? Anybody want
to? You know, I think you're about the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Robin. We got so hung up on the conditions. Is there anyone here today in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? If not, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Thank you. I'm glad there wasn't. Okay, now I will reread the short title in the proper order. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community to allow for amendments to conditions of approval for change of zone 1721, ordinance number 2295, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.72 acres, for amendments to condition F and condition P.
Mr. Moore, when do we get to close the public hearing and close public record?
Boy, I'm on it today. It is closed.
I just thought I'd ask. I didn't know if you just didn't want to do that or...
Well, it is closed.
Apparently it is. We will close public record. And we will close public comments.
Thank you.
We're good.
On a roll today.
You're rolling. Now then, Ms. Cornwell, I think Mr. Burton has an amendment you'd like to read for him.
Yes.
I believe it would be, the amenities in Phase 1 shall be constructed and open before the issuance of building permits in Phase 2, and all other amenities shall be constructed prior to the issuance of a building permit in the next phase, and amenities in Phase 8 shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 50th building permit within Phase 8.
50%.
50%.
50%. Of the lots
in Phase 8.
In Phase 8.
That's your...
That's my motion.
Hot dog. Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mr. Burton.
My motion is to amend the...
thought it was. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore.
Yes.
You read short title one more time.
As amended.
As amended. We're going to get through this.
I hope. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Planned Community, to a GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Planned Community, to allow for amendments to conditions of approval for a change of zone 1721, ordinance number 2295, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.72 acres, more or less, with the conditions, conditions F and P, as F is amended by prior motion.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
I vote in favor with Planning and Zoning's recommendation and with the amended change.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes with Planning and Zoning's commission, or Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations plus the amendment.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes with the conditions offered by Councilman Hudson and Burton.
Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation of PNZ and also on amendments.
I also vote yes, motion carried. I vote yes based on the amendment we made today.
There you go.
She carried.
Thank you very much.
Entertained motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on that motion? We will take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
That'll be a motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you.
I was on the roll, but